couples of rich city guys that just want to enjoy. They're having a very good time and behave very bad in the arms of a boy. There's a she-wolf in the closet.
Okay, fading in the background is Shakira. Thank you, Maggie, for playing that. Appreciate it. And Maggie was here from 3 to 4. Hello, everyone. It's Vin Magazzini. It's acoustic ceiling time from 4 until 5. Please call me at 855-915-9636, and I'll play anything that you want to hear that's guaranteed. And it's just a treat to be with you. I'm so happy to be here. Hope you're keeping warm. It's a cold one out there. This is WMFO Medford. Chachi Lapret should be calling in just a little bit, and it'll be a lot of fun to talk to him. So make sure you stick around to hear Chachi, and we'll get things going right after this PSA. Remember, you are listening to WMFO Medford.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
This is WMFO in Medford, and the show's about to begin. So get ready. I hope you enjoy it. This is WMFO in Medford.
Just goes so fast. I turn around, it's past. You don't get time to hang a sign on me. Love me while you can, for I'm a dead old man. A lifetime is so short, a new one can't be bought. But what you've got means such a lot to me. Make love all day long, make love singing songs. Make love all day long, make love singing songs. There's people standing round who'll screw you in the ground. They'll fill you in with all the sins you'll see. I'll make love to you if you want me to.
Fading off in the background, the Milk Carton Kids with Prologue, with Michigan, actually, from their record Prologue. This is WMFO in Medford, and I'm happy to say I have Chachi Loprette on the line. He is host of Breakfast with the Beatles. Let's hear it for him. All right. Welcome to Acoustic Ceiling, Chachi. How you doing?
Vin, it's my pleasure to be here. Thanks for the invitation, and I'm doing great, and it's a pleasure to talk to you on this very cold Saturday afternoon.
You can warm up the listeners. Chachi, yes. I really appreciate you calling in. This is very exciting. Chachi's going to talk about what's happening this Wednesday night at the City Winery. And in case you don't know, Chachi Loprette has been a fixture on the Boston radio scene for decades. He's a Beatle person. He's a Beatle expert. And Chachi, go ahead. Tell us all about, why don't we start off by talking about the City Winery, what you're doing Wednesday night.
Well, it's very exciting. And thank you for mentioning, yes, I've been on the radio since about 1981. WBCN, the Sports Hub, WZLX, WUMB, Seacoast Oldies, New Hampshire and Maine. But, you know, it all started for me in 1964, February 9th, when I saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. And guess what anniversary is coming up? This Thursday night is the 59th year since the Beatles played on the Ed Sullivan Show. So whenever February rolls around, Beatle fans always remember that historic night. Yeah. When they hit the stage for the first time in America. Mm-hmm. And, you know, watching the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show drove me to my transistor radio. And, you know, it occurred to me, you know, I hear these DJs talking to the Beatles. I want to be a DJ so I can talk to them as well. And I did, you know, everyone but John. John was gone by the time I started. But February is a big month for Beatle fans because of the Ed Sullivan Show, as I said. But also it's George Harrison's birthday on February 25th, so we always put those two occasions together. And if George was still with us, he'd be 80 years old this month. He was the youngest of the Beatles. And so on Wednesday night, February 8th, we are doing a big event at City Winery. It's part of our year-long plus residency. We're there once a month for a Beatle occasion. And in this one, the occasion being February 8th, we're going to celebrate the Beatles in America. They were in America on February 8th back in 64. They strolled around Central Park getting prepared for their Ed Sullivan Show the next night. And that's what we're going to do on Wednesday night, February 8th. The show is called Come Together, the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. And we're going to do an evening of stories, music, Beatles trivia, Beatle prizes, and it's going to be a really fantastic evening. Doors open at 5. The show starts at 7, and, you know, you're out by 9:15, and City Winery is a great place, just blocks away from the Boston Garden on Beverly Street. And so what we've been doing since September, and we're going to continue to December of this year, we go there once a month at City Winery, and we hold a Beatles meetup. And so this one, again, is called Come Together, the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. And I'm on stage with a magician. Yes, a real magician,
yeah,
John Logan.
Are they going to cut you in half or something? What's going on with the magician? I mean, what are they? Come on.
Let me explain it. And
so I'm dying to hear it.
Whenever you want.
No,
talk a lot.
You're going to cut the Eggman in half and see what you get inside. Is that what you're going to do?
No. Okay. But let me tell you how this happened. This guy, John Logan, a Hanover native at 12 years old, he discovered he had a real proclivity to doing magic tricks. And so he got a lot of attention at 12 years old. He got a ton of attention from professionals because they saw him on YouTube doing magic that they had never seen before coming from a 12-year-old. So fast forward, he became a huge Beatles fan when the one album came out. His mom bought him the album. And he loves the Beatles. He's a huge Beatles fan. So he came to me last summer and said, you know, I've developed this idea where I can put my love of the Beatles and my love of magic together. So he creates these magic tricks that are Beatles-centric.
Okay.
So they're all, each magic trick is tied in to the Beatles. And so because he's so good, he ended up on America's Got Talent, standing ovation in the house, the entire theater, Howard Stern, all the judges, standing ovation. He blew them away. He got tied up with the New England Patriots because they saw him do his magic and they had him come in, you know, like every week for their, you know, their online TV show. And he did magic tricks for all the players, including Tom Brady. Tom Brady talked about him at a press conference. So he reached out to me, and he had this unique idea. And so I'm like, and I was just like you, Vin. It's like, I got to see what this is all about.
Yeah, I'm definitely curious.
So he went to a couple of his shows.
Yeah,
and he had a couple of shows where he did the show himself, and everything was tied into the Beatles. He would tell a Beatles story and do a trick relating to the story, and I found it really inventive. So we went to City Winery, and they loved the idea. So that's what we've been doing. So John Logan will be on stage doing magic. We tell stories, but there's a live music aspect of it,
mm-hmm.
and it's really a good one this month. We have Corin Ashley. Corin is a longtime Boston musician. He was in a band called The Pills in Boston in the 80s. He's performed with all kinds of major musicians and rock stars, and so he comes well respected in the circle of musicians.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say magicians. Musicians in Boston love Corin Ashley. So Corin's a dear friend. He's we've done Beatle events together in the past.
Wonderful. It sounds like a really great night.
Yeah. So what he did was he said, listen, I'm friends with the guys from Studio 2, and I think you might know them. They've played on MFO in the past, and they're called Studio 2, the Beatles Tribute. So Corin's going to come with three of the band members from Studio 2, and they've agreed to recreate the set that the Beatles played on the Ed Sullivan Show 59 years ago. So the entire evening on Wednesday night, mm-hmm. and you know who's playing the next night at the winery, and we'll be back on Thursday night because I'm emceeing Denny Lane. So Denny Lane's going to be at the winery on the occasion of the Beatles' performance on the Ed Sullivan Show. So we have two big Beatle nights at City Winery Boston this Wednesday and Thursday, and that's the nutshell of it all.
Yeah, I wonder if Denny Lane could stop by on Wednesday night, perhaps.
He cannot. He's doing a show on Wednesday and traveling in during the day. And so Denny and I talked about that, and so he's going to – he tells stories. It's him and his acoustic guitar – tell stories, sing songs, and I'm sure he'll bring up the fact that the Beatles played the Ed Sullivan Show on the 9th.
Do you plan on seeing his show on Thursday also?
That's right, and I'm emceeing.
Oh, you're emceeing it. Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
Denny and I go back many years.
And he had the McCartney connection. Yeah, with Wings, yeah, the McCartney connection for a long time.
Yeah, he was on the show a few weeks ago.
Yeah, amazing.
You know, when John was murdered, Paul McCartney, wanted a songwriting companion.
Yeah.
And he picked Denny. So yep. Denny kind of, stepped into John's place, and they created Wings together. Denny's a co-founding member of Wings, along with Paul and Linda.
Amazing. Hey, I had Jonathan Gould on my show. He wrote Can't Buy Me Love.
Great guy. I love that book.
Excellent. Yeah, he was on my show, and he actually talked about Otis Redding, because he wrote a book about Otis. And it was a wonderful conversation I had. I also had on my show the author of Beatleness, Candy Leonard. And if she's listening, she's local. Maybe she'll head over there on the City Winery next Wednesday night. So I hope she can bring her books.
We love Candy.
Yeah, yeah. She was on my show a couple of times. So anyway,
it's a fantastic book.
Yeah, no, it is. It's great. If you want to know the fan point of view, you got to read Beatleness without a doubt. So, you have a couple tickets for MFO listeners, okay? Because 855-915-9636, if you're the first caller, I'm happy to say you'll get the ticket. Maybe we'll have a Beatle trivia question for you. So the phones...
That, Vin, let's give them four tickets. One way, four tickets.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, and we can put your name at the door, and that'll be fantastic. Yeah, so go ahead.
And one of the things about the party is, we do play a little bit of Beatles trivia only so we can give away original Beatles vinyl records that were given to us by Cheap Thrills Music in Dedham. They provide, every month they give me a handful of vintage Beatle albums and we give them away. So vinyl lives.
Yeah, vinyl definitely lives. And if you have a lot of money, you can collect a lot of vinyl because, I mean, honestly, vinyls, like when I was a kid, you had $4.99 was the nice price. And records were $6.99 and $7.99, and for some reason the Beatles always got top dollar. Their records were always $8.99 and $9.99 and $10.99. I think it was $11.99 for the White Album. But now they're $30, $40, $50 bucks each. It's amazing.
That is correct.
Yeah.
If vintage, the prices can vary. If they're newly pressed, then they're like $30.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Back in the '60s, I bought Introducing the Beatles on VJ. I have mine that I still haven't. In the shrink wrap with a sticker on it for $1.98.
Oh, incredible. My first record, believe it or not, was $6.99. It was Beatles at the Hollywood Bowl. It just came out, and I got it at Bradley's, believe it or not.
Bradley's.
That's a true story. My first Beatle record, and then it was Rubber Soul and Sgt. Pepper. And then it was the rest of them.
What city was it?
Oh, in Medford, of course. Yeah, Tufts is in Medford. I'm a Medford guy, and it's a true story. I used to shop at Strawberries, which is no longer around in Medford. And and the Beatles always got top dollar. They were never at $4.99, the nice price or whatever.
No. Except, in 68, when the White Album came out, we were like blown away because it was two albums. But it was $11.98, which was unheard of at the time.
Yeah, and I think
it was well worth it.
I think they just got their royalty percentage up a little bit with that record. I think it was that record and so they were happy to put that one out for sure. So
they were, and it was great for the kids. We had a blast with it. The poster, the lyrics, the 8x10s, and of course the two albums was amazing.
Oh yeah, and a lot of Beatle people think that if that album was one album, if they whittled away some of the not so great stuff, that would have been the ultimate Beatle album.
That's what was George Martin's thing. He wanted it to be one album, but John and Paul said, no, we're going to do two.
And sometimes
it comes off as, a solo spot for each Beatle.
Exactly.
Some songs that all four of them are playing.
Yep.
Then you get the Revolution number 9, the sound montage. So it was a really diverse album with all kinds of genres on that one double record set.
And strangely, they left off the George Martin, it's called A Beginning. It's a little instrumental
that
it was on Anthology 3. And what a wonderful interlude that could have fit so perfectly on the White Album, but they didn't want it.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Vin, it was supposed to be the opening of Don't Pass Me By, Ringo's song.
Oh, wow.
So it was supposed to be like the intro to Don't Pass Me By. They decided against it, but if you get the White Album Deluxe Box Set, which came out on the 50th anniversary, mm-hmm. It is there in its entirety, a beginning with Don't Pass Me By.
Oh.
And it's right there on the White Album Box Set.
Wonderful. Hey, so it's 855-915-9636. First caller gets 4 tickets to the City Winery. Give us a call. Charchi, I'm really curious. Give us a sense of talking to Paul, George, and Ringo. What is it like? I mean, come on. You're one of the few mortals to do it.
Well,
I mean, actually, I think you're the only person I've ever met who met 3 of them. Incredible.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people throw the word out, throw around the word blessed a lot. And mm-hmm. So I will tell you, I was very fortunate and blessed to fulfill my childhood dream, right? I wanted to be a DJ so I could interview the Beatles. And so in my career, I've interviewed Paul 7 or 8 times, Ringo about 10 times. He always remembers my name, you know, it's my radio name. So he always remembers the name Charchi.
Mm-hmm.
George, I interviewed only once, sadly, but it was over the phone, and it was the most amazing experience. George has such a distinct Liverpudlian accent, even more so than the others.
Yeah.
And he was so nice, funny, playful. We had a great conversation, mm-hmm. caught around on BCN, and I interviewed him together.
Oh, wow.
And then he was in Hawaii mm-hmm. at his home
yep.
there when we talked to him. And afterwards, when the interview was over, we got a message that, you know, if we wanted George to sign some albums, he would for us. And we sent about 6 albums through the record label to George. He autographed them, sent them back.
Oh, wow.
Of course, I still have mine.
Of course, yes.
He was, you know, a Beatle doesn't need to do that, but he was so kind to do it. Ringo is just a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. He's another playful, you know, imagine what it would be like, Vin, if, you know, you were meeting your idol and he turned out to be a jerk,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
It would have probably ruined everything.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, with Paul, I've met him a bunch of times, had dinner with him once. With a bunch of celebrities at his brother-in-law's home in New York City. And we're at this giant table with Lorne Michael, Alec Baldwin, Woody Harrelson, a bunch of different celebrities. And Paul was there. And we all sat down and had dinner. And the real special thing about this was it was Paul as himself. It wasn't Paul with mm-hmm. fans.
Yeah.
You know? He didn't have to put on that face. He was just, yeah, it's me, I'm Paul, you know, and it's just me, you know. And he was so laid back, and mm-hmm. just seeing that side of Paul was amazing.
Yeah.
Interviewed him in 1990 at Sullivan Stadium before the show there. I interviewed him in 86 at the Plaza Hotel when he put out the Give My Regards to Broad Street album.
Mm-hmm.
And I've interviewed him various times through the years, and just a sweet guy. You know, the thing with Paul is he was asking me questions. How are you doing? What's been going on? You know, and mm-hmm. he doesn't have to do that.
No way. No but, way. Yeah.
But all 3 of them, just very special people, very charismatic, smart, creative. But you know what? They're just regular people. And when you talk to them, they're just regular guys. And that's what really is the most amazing thing about it all.
Yeah, all 4 of them were very special, are very special people, and very artistic, too. And one thing I always enjoyed about hearing all 4 of them, they all have a very unique, interesting point of view. I think a great example is, you probably heard it, is George on the Dick Cavett Show. That interview is fantastic. Have you ever checked that out?
I have checked it out.
Oh, wonderful.
It is a great interview, and I love Dick Cavett. And, of course, John and Yoko did Dick Cavett.
Yeah.
Yeah, the George interview. George is a very special guy. The thing about George was he had a unique sense of humor, unlike the others. He was a funny guy, mm-hmm. and he loved to laugh. And, you know, he loved the Monty Python guys. That gives you an idea of the kind of sense of humor he had. George was very, very, very special. He was my favorite Beatle, and very sad to lose him. But
of course,
he was here. He'd be 80 years old, which is,
I know,
on its own.
It blows me away to think of. I think John would be 83, I believe. And
yes, and you know, listen,
or 84, yeah. Paul's only like 81, I guess, right now. Is that right?
Yeah, and you know what? He blew us away at Fenway Park last summer.
I'm happy I was there, and my daughter walked away singing I've Just Seen a Face, and she's like, that's a really neat song. Did he write that? And I'm like, of course he wrote it. And it was like, you know, I had to go back home and get Help, even though it was on Rubber Soul, but whatever. It was the British version. It's on Help.
Sure.
And
yeah,
I played it for her. She immediately put it on her phone, and she plays it to me now, and it's really kind of the cycle has come.
You know, look at Paul. He did 3+ hours without a break, and his voice sounded good. They mixed the show really well.
We
were there at Fenway, and man, that was one of the best Paul shows.
It was a terrific show, and they even did that very interesting singing back and forth from the clips from Let It Be with John. And I guess that's the thing. Carl Palmer from ELP is doing that with ELP as clips of the other two guys, and he's there in the middle playing drums. And so it's kind of a new thing. Hey, and if it works, it works. I mean, why knock it, you know? I mean...
No, and listen, I don't know how you felt, but when I saw it and saw him duetting with John, I mean, it brought tears.
Ah,
it was very, very special.
Oh, that's what I mean. If it works, it works. I mean, it's a performance. It's emotional. I mean, and it's artistic, too. It's not, you know, schmaltzy or whatever. It's like, wow. This, you know, one half of this is happening right there in front of our faces. It's incredible, you know.
Yeah,
you know, and it's Paul.
It was amazing. Paul is amazing, and everything he does, you know, he's the ultimate showman, and we love Paul McCartney, of course.
Without a doubt. Hey, Chachi, what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep the lines open, obviously, for a caller to call in. I know you have a busy schedule, so I don't want to keep you. But when I get whoever is going to claim the tickets, I'll send the names to you to leave at the door. Does that sound like a good idea?
Then that's perfect. You can take up to 5 names, 4 tickets each.
Oh,
if you want to come,
wonderful. Okay.
Anyone there wants to come, just...
Oh, I'm there.
Send me the list.
I will be there without a doubt, and I'll plan on sending you the winners from WMFO's ticket giveaway. So,
listen, if you're there, please come up and find you.
No.
Say hello, and I'll thank you from the stage
for helping
us promote the show.
Without a doubt, Wednesday night I will be there, and it's going to be a great time. So, everyone... At the City Winery Wednesday night, come on down with, you'll see Chachi Lopret, and it'll be lots of Beatle fun, a Beatle magician. It's going to be a great time.
It
Chachi.
Is, and you know, the house is filled with Beatles fans, and it's a whole peace and love thing going on there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Everyone enjoys these shows, so I am grateful for that.
You said it. Hey, Chachi, thank you very much. It's been a real treat to talk to you. I've been a fan of yours for years. And let's hear it for Chachi one more time.
Vinny, thank you. You're very, very kind, and I only wish you the best, my friend. Let's talk some more.
You got it. I'll see you Wednesday night. Have a nice one, Chachi.
Okay,
thanks
bye.
Again. Okay.
Take care. Thank you. Bye.
Not guilty of getting in your way while you're trying to steal the day. Not guilty. And I'm not here for the rest. I'm not trying to steal your vest. To be smart, I only want what I can get. I'm really sorry for your aging head, but like you heard me say, I'm not guilty. Not guilty. On your street, getting underneath your feet, not guilty. No use handing me a writ while I'm trying to do my bit. I don't expect to take your heart, I only
that you're underfed, but like you heard me said, not guilty. Like a freak, making friends with every seat. Not guilty for leading you astray on the road to Mandalay. I won't upset the apple cart, I only want what I get. I'm really sorry that you've been misled, but like you heard me say, I'm not guilty.
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Bedford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
On Alicante.
baby, being blue. Oh, when it comes to me and you, it's always on the menu. So sit down, 'cause I'm gonna be the only one falling apart right now. I'm crying. I'm the wild horse. I'm very smart, but you're gonna have to learn. Learn when it isn't your turn. You're gonna have to keep it together somehow.
From their latest record, that's Wilco with Falling Apart Right Now. That's from Cruel Country. In about 10 minutes, I'll have a rundown of all the songs that I played on today's show. It's Saturday, and it's a cold Saturday. Every Saturday morning, start your day off with the Mike on the Mic show at 9 o'clock. He's on from 9 to 11. Then it's from 11 to 1. It's Something About the Women. And then from 1 o'clock all the way to 3 o'clock, it's the Brian Young Crash Course for the Raver show. And then from 3 to 4, it's Maggie and Standing Room Only, it looks like, or Standing Rooms Only. And it's my show from 4 to 5, it's Acoustic Sailing. So Mike on the Mic, Something About the Women, Crash Course for the Ravers, and then Maggie, I believe, is the next show from 3 to 4. And then it's 4 to 5, Something About, if it's not Something About, it's Acoustic Sailing. And here's Joe DiMaggio, Done It Again.
Joe's done it again. Some folks thought Big Joe was done. Some just figured Joe was gone. Steps to the platter with a great big grin. Joe DiMaggio's done it again. I'm gonna tell you just the way I feel. Man can't run without his heel. Watch that raggy Phil spit the wind. DiMaggio's done it again. All three fielders jumped their best, trying to climb that outboard fence. They all grow whiskers on their chin. Joe DiMaggio's done it again. Up along the clouds where the eagles roam, Joe cracked that ball to whine and roam. His buddies all laugh as they tried on in. Joe DiMaggio's done it again. Grandma's on by the radio, on the television watching Joe. She jerks the beard off a grandpa's chin. Joe DiMaggio's done it again. Bumpy dog barked at the blues eye cat. How does it look from where you sit? Looks like a cyclone sliding in. Joe DiMaggio's done it again.
like I was. I caught in the shadows, no view from above. Now I'm alive, it's hard to explain. It took this much time.
You've been listening to the erotic daydreams of an infant worm being sucked backwards through a French milking machine. Remember, hire the handicapped, but don't let them take your rectal temperature. Stay tuned now for Let's Injure Dave.
Thank you.
Okay, and fading off in the background is New Rumba by Miles Davis, and it's time for the rundown. Here's all the songs you heard on today's Acoustic Sailing. We started off the show with Joan Baez. We heard I Am a Wanderer from Day After Tomorrow. Then it was the Beatles with Love You Too, Take One from Revolver, the Super Deluxe Edition. We heard the Beatles also with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the reprise from the wonderful Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band record. We heard the Milk Carton Kids with Michigan from Prologue. We had a great interview with Chachi Lopret from Breakfast with the Beatles, and he gave away tickets for the City Winery. If you still want a ticket, call 855-915-9636. I think there's one left. Again, 855-915-9636. After we talked to Chachi, we heard the demo version of Not Guilty by the Beatles from the Escher demos. And also from the Escher demos, we heard the Beatles song called Junk. Wilco is in there with their newest record. The record's called Cruel Country. We heard the track Falling Apart Right Now. Billy Bragg and Wilco gave us Joe DiMaggio, Done It Again from Mermaid Avenue. Yola sang Stand For Myself from Stand For Myself. Red Crayola gave us Duck and Cover from Hazel. And like I said before, in the background is the wonderful Miles Davis with New Rumba from The Essential, Miles Davis. Okay, I'm getting out of here. The next DJ is coming in. Next DJ will be here from 5 o'clock till 6 o'clock. Give a call and make a request. 855-915-9636. You'll get what you want. Remember, the two most important days of your life are 1, the day you were born, and 2, the day you find out the reason why. You are listening to WMFO in Medford.